Smith & Wesson pistols and Colt's pistols.
What kind of ammunition did you use?
Well, we used ammunition made by Winchester and Remington. Uh-huh. And
would you describe the difference?
They were hollow point bullets and soft lead bullets, and the shotgun shells were made up with number 5 shot, then 7.5 and 8s and 4s and 2s.
Mm-hmm. And for the pistol?
The pistols, they generally were 38 to 45 caliber.
I see. And did you ever call them cartridges?
Yeah.
Do you ever call them cartridges or bullets?
Yes, yes, they were called cartridges.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I see. And I forgot to ask you, when you broke ground, how did you get it smoothed over? When you broke ground, how did you get, you go out and break ground, how did you smooth that over? Did you use discs or?
We didn't have, we had wooden harrows back in those days.
I see.
They were V-type harrows with iron teeth in them.
I see, and just raked.
Yes.
Like that.
Yes.
I see. And if you'd cut the hay and then it come back up again, you'd want to cut it again.
Yes, yes. Well, sometime we get 3 cuttings.
I see. You cut it once, and then what would the next one be called? Is that a
second cutting?
Second cutting, uh-huh. And did your mother refer to food as victuals? Did you ever use the word victuals?
Not much. Not in the upper class of people. We did not call it victuals. We called it food.
I see. Uh-huh. Victuals meant prepared food, was it?
Yes, sir. Yes.
I see. And 2 things about vegetables I forgot to ask you. Did you use this word salad very much?
Use what?
The word turnip salad or?
Turnip salad?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was, we planted those and cooked them and made turnip greens out of them.
Would you say salad or greens more often?
Both.
Both.
Yes.
How about okra? Did you have?
Well, we had lots of okra and still plant it.
Still do.
We had the cowhorn okra and we had the miniature okra.
I see.
Cowhorn okra was long.
Mm-hmm. And at the top of a corn stalk, at the very top of a corn stalk, what do you call that stuff?
Tassel.
That's tassel. Uh huh. And some questions about the way you used to speak about the weather. Would you ever say a morning like this was kind of airish?
Yes, it was cool. You didn't hear that airish. I've heard it, but it was not used very much.
Uh-huh. And if you had a nice day and you saw the clouds come, you say, I think the weather is going to
change. Yes, sir.
And if you had cloudy, rainy weather and
some bad weather.
I see. And if you saw the clouds open up, what would you say then? I think the
clearing skies
gonna clear up. And if the wind's blowing hard and it's not going to be as hard as it was, you say, I think the wind is
subsiding.
And the other way, if it's quiet and it's starting up, you say, I think the wind is
increasing.
They say rising, or do they ever say clear off? If you have bad weather, do they ever say it's going to fare off or clear off? Or
under some condition, yes.
Would you explain that a little bit?
So,
would you explain what